Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
They'll have their chances to get tiebreakers, right? They go head-to-head against Kansas City and Baltimore and Houston, and of course, we'll see what happens with the Bengals this year. It's all right there. They'll have the opportunity to claim it. They'll have to win games, not have the hiccups. Right, a couple of years ago, they had some disappointing losses to marginal teams with bad quarterbacks. So hopefully it all can come together for the Bills, give them a great path to be the one seed, go all the way, and close out Highmark Stadium with maybe the AFC Championship game.
Best case scenario laid out by Joe Marino this morning on WGR. Yeah, the schedule does favor them. I don't know about the order. I haven't really dug into that yet. Like the rest advantages that Warren Sharp is big on and things like that. But those big opponents are all home games. You know, the Texans notwithstanding, but if you group those five teams, they're fifth easily.
Yeah, I don't know what this says about how my brain works. We've known who the Bills were playing home and away for months now, but for some reason it took me seeing it lined up like this for me to go, they don't really have any hard road games. Right? I knew that. I could have looked at all those logos on the Bills website and determined that objectively back in, you know, whatever, February. I never did. I've looked at it numerous times. I never thought that. Seeing it now, like, oh, well, you know, I don't know, none of these seem that tough.
I like, did I say this already? I like that the Atlanta game got prime time.
We've said everything already.
I think so. Yeah, I know, that's right. I like that the Atlanta game is in prime time. Sal asked me yesterday on his show, what's one that we don't talk about that you think maybe could be a night game? And that could be any game.
That was an easy one to get to, I
think. Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Atlanta's interesting. You hate them.
But I love Penix.
But you love Penix. It's complicated.
Yeah.
And that's a Monday night. I like Buffalo at Atlanta on a Monday night. Could be during the baseball playoffs, if anybody wanted to make the trip. Jeremy's talking about golf. How's he going to feel about October 26th for Carolina? It's probably fine.
I think that works out pretty well for that, I think.
If that's the date.
That was it, right. If that ends up being when they go there, that's, I think, right on the edge of, you know, like, this is a good time to do that.
The toughest golf / Bills trip will be, if it's week 16, as rumored, Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
You're not going to play Firestone on Christmas.
Yeah. And I don't know that you'd want to go all the way to Cleveland to play a simulator.
Yeah. Best you can do, probably.
I don't think I would. That's not a trip I would make.
Do we know? Are you the man to ask? Do we know like which towns have the best simulators?
Oh,
are there destination simulators?
I have no idea. I think they're all the same.
They're all kind of the same.
I mean, the simulator itself is the same. You know, the accoutrements around the simulator, food and beverage and whatever,
the walls are
different in some places. Probably
the tea box.
I'm sure of that. Actually, there are places that are like full service restaurants and bars, and then there are places that are just simulators.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not the Top Golf guy. I've never been to Top Golf. I'm not against it. I've just never experienced it. I've never been traveling and thought like, ooh, let's go to Top Golf.
No.
Monday
night, week one. Is not Jacksonville at Las Vegas. Always was a long shot. Thought it was kind of a cool idea. Genty and Hunter debuting together. Not that they're really, they don't need to be linked. Just two very popular rookies. Instead, it's Minnesota at Chicago. You talk about getting a different sense of the schedule once you see it lined up. Minnesota at Chicago. We've talked about the Bears often. And they're... You know, what will their appeal be with a new coach and, you know, a lot of talent? And, you know, there's the thinking that they're actually going to be a good watch, the Bears. And then there's the thinking that they've never in their history been a good watch.
Right, so why is it going to happen now?
Why? I mean, are we sure?
Right.
And when it came out Minnesota at Chicago, I thought it was a downer. Monday night, week one. I wanted better.
Mm.
Minnesota at Chicago. I guess it holds up as it's a fine choice. Is Minnesota that?
Yeah, well, we don't know. I mean, because you don't know what J.J. McCarthy's really going to be. You know, like, he has not played yet. So, I mean, that's and the Bears have been, you know, the Bears. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a big market in Chicago. And, like, both teams, there's interest to me as even a casual fan, and I'm way more than casual about football. I think J.J. McCarthy and the Bears themselves with the new coach and Williams going into his second year are very interesting. I'm just not sure about it as a matchup. Like, both teams independently are interesting. I just don't know if they're going to be any good. Like, part of the interest is this going to work? You know, I don't think there's anything bankable about either team right now. The most bankable thing you've got about the Vikings is that the coach is a witch, and so you have some kind. He made Sam Darnold into a borderline MVP candidate.
Yep.
So if J.J. McCarthy can walk and chew gum, you think they'll probably find their way. But it's not a known thing, and neither are the Bears. You're talking about a new coach and a lot of new guys up front. So that's a big TBD there, but they are interesting teams to me. Like they both could be pretty good, if not really good.
803-0550, the site NFL Nerd, nerding on NFL, the guy who he's getting, I think, the most traction of anybody doing the work, has released the entire Bills schedule. So we might have it. It's just a question of whether or not you want to believe that site, but I think it's very safe to.
Does it match up with the thing we've been talking about?
Okay. Yes. Here's Nick with us. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Nick. Thanks for calling.
Just interested to know if you guys are looking at week one for the whole NFL, what your survivor pick would be.
Oh, my new best friend. I mean,
let's go.
Just call me at home next time. I have not done that yet, that lifting yet, but we can start.
why not?
We can start. Who do you want to bet against? Are the Colorado Rockies in football? No. Who do we want to bet against? Who's the worst team in the league for you?
Honestly, I mean, week one that I'm looking at mock-wise is a little bit tough to honestly pick one for me. I'm a guy that was out week two last year, so not the guy to listen to, but
You want to not pick the chalk, right, in Survivor. You want to not pick the one. Giants at Washington.
Yeah, that seems a little too easy. One. Yeah.
Maybe that's is that going to be like eight? Maybe?
Yeah, if I pick it, though, it'll go against me. So don't pick whatever I pick.
Well, Nick,
you got a bad attitude.
In this case, I picked it. So maybe it's okay.
I'll stay away from it then.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. I love the question. Oh, why don't we just answer this question? I mean, what is the...
I have not said...
It's not the Bills game.
I have not looked at the entire week one schedule, so I'm a tough person to ask.
Bills-Ravens, nope. No. Miami at Indianapolis, nope.
No.
Vegas at New England,
nope. No.
Pittsburgh at the Jets.
No.
Jets might even be favored there.
Yeah.
Cincinnati at Cleveland, you can't. Cincinnati's terrible early. On the road.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At Cleveland, 2 years ago, Cleveland beat them up in that game. So, no. Houston at the Rams.
No. I would lean Rams winning, so I would lean Texans there, but no.
Yeah, I think the Rams might be like on the next tier. They would be a consideration for me that game. They might be a 6-point favorite at home against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it's safe. Week one, you never know. Carolina at Jacksonville doesn't help us.
No. Wow, that's expansion brothers.
There's two teams you might want to go find and bet against, but they're playing each other. So Bryce Young against Travis Hunter. Bryce Young is not a rookie. Tennessee at Denver. Okay, that's a candidate.
Yeah, first start ever for Cam Ward in Denver. Yeah, that's maybe a candidate. My favorite one so far.
Really?
Okay. Oh, aside from this, the Giants.
You'd be Giants 1, Tennessee 2. Nobody 3 or even Houston 3 so far?
So far, yeah.
Kansas City at the Chargers? Not excited to do that.
In Brazil? Yeah, that could go either way to me.
Dallas at Philadelphia?
I wouldn't want to go near that.
That's the opening night?
I just don't know what Dallas is going to be.
But they'll be about a touchdown underdog.
Yeah.
I think. So that's going to be on par with a couple of these that we kind of like. Minnesota at Chicago on Monday night.
Nope.
Detroit at Green Bay, 425. Sorry to not go in chronological order. I'm going across the NFL nerd.
No, page. I wouldn't feel confident picking a winner or loser there.
Tampa at Atlanta.
Nope.
Arizona at New Orleans.
New Orleans should be pretty rank.
Arizona as a road team, though?
Yeah.
Consideration.
Yeah. Behind the others that we've already mentioned.
What's the line? Arizona 3.5 at New Orleans?
That's got to be the ceiling, I think. 3.5.
That's as high as it would be?
I think
so. At New Orleans?
Yes.
I think New Orleans is going to be the favorite to finish with the league's worst record. And the last one is San Francisco at Seattle. I'm not sure I'd want to play that.
No. All right. The Giants feel like the safest pick to me. So if you want to try to stay ahead of everyone, because I would think, you know, it's going to be one of these deals where 86% of people in your pool pick that game. Find another one you like, you know, not as much as that, but whatever your second favorite is or third favorite, and maybe go there.
You want to take? Are you sitting down? Do you want to take?
Let me get up. Hang on. I'm going to get up. There. Now I'm sitting down.
That's confirmed, by the way, by the viewers.
Yes.
Who saw you do that. That wasn't just an act. Radio theater, my, you know what. I'm taking the points, I know it right now, in that game. Put me down in the Friday picks, week one. Give me the Giants and the points. Here's the take. Giants, sneaky good roster. Competent, maybe, quarterback play. Veteran, competent, possibly quarterback play. Abdul Carter, like, they've got some stars on that team. Washington, who do you think you are, Washington? You got to back it up. We're just going to assume that the, quote, Washington Commanders are just, like, going to be a great team. I don't know. Week one, at home, pressure's on. That's a must-win game for them in their minds. For Washington.
I think that's right.
You gotta beat the Giants at home to have a season.
Yeah.
Pressure's on. I don't think Daniels was a fluke, but there's a little thing out there, Bulldog, you subscribe to called the sophomore jinx.
I do not subscribe to that.
Give me the points. I am off the Giants in Survivor, Nick. Wow. Don't put that on me.
Just like that.
I think it's maybe right that they'll be the most popular pick, and I am off it.
I would be stunned if they're not the most popular pick. Even sitting here months away.
May 14th. Yep. May 14th, Survivor. Oh, week two after the break. Let's assume a win. There's a couple of week two games we don't have yet. I don't have yet.
Well, I'll try to find those during the break.
Yeah, but maybe they'll roll in. We'll go over the Bills schedule again when we come back. It's seemingly out there in full. 4 o'clock, Marcus Mosier. 4:30, Brian Koziol. Sal joins us late. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.